This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back.
Welcome to another hour of sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live and listen live and all that. You can also send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Some of you, according to you, you're very uncomfortable hearing your voice on the radio. So don't. All you got to do is send me an email. I'll read whatever it is. I'll talk about whatever it is. And you send it to joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Well, you know, I know Texas is the, everybody's talking about Texas in their new sanctuary city law and. Well, I don't want to take anything away from us here in California. We do a lot too. We do a lot for the economy. Yeah, we keep the lawyers in business, that's for sure. So anyhow, I said we were going to jump right into the health care bill, but I pseudo kind of lied because I can't ignore this stuff. This is California having a field day with us stupid people. Now, I don't want to include us in there, but apparently I got to be in there somewhere because I seem to be letting this stuff happen too. So the Sacramento Bee is reporting that the Green California may become even greener. Because you know how well we've done with that. We've had 9,000 companies leave in 10 years out of California. We've had a bunch of green companies leave and a bunch fail. Now, Kevin DeLeon. Now, he's the guy. He's a senator in California that has decided that it's okay to steal Social Security numbers, steal names, steal identity, because your Mexican people got to work too. Well, let that sink in. He doesn't care whether they're illegal or not. He doesn't care how much money it costs for people to regain their identity after something like this happens. Doesn't matter. He doesn't care about the California American citizen that was born here, that grew up here, whose dad and mom have been paying taxes for years and years and years. He doesn't care about any of them, and you Dems will put him back in power. Isn't that wonderful? So Kevin wants to make environmentally friendly California even greener. One day after unveiling a plan to upend California's cap-and-trade program, Democrats in the Senate are introducing a proposal Tuesday that calls for 100% of retail electricity sold in the state to come from renewable energy, renewable sources, by 2045. Whether they can do it or not, they don't care. They just want it done, period. 100% of retail electricity. Wow. So they're going to have to go out and buy wind turbines. They're going to have to go out and buy solar panels. They're going to have to do all kinds of crazy stuff, right? Now, the bill also shortens the timeline to hit interim targets along the way. That became law under Senate Bill 350 back in 2015. Now, the current law dictates that 50% of California electricity must come from renewable sources by the end of 2030. Now, the proposal bumps up 5 years to the end of 2025. Oh, he wants it faster. He'd probably bump him to 2021 if he thought he could pull it away. Dr. Leone, who introduced both measures, said he's revising the goals because he underestimated the industry's ability to make the transition to renewable energy during the last session. I made a mistake with SB 3350, he said. I realize that the investor-owned utilities are going to hit the 50% mark by the early 2020s without breaking a sweat. So we should accelerate the process and demonstrate to the entire world that we can actually generate 100% of our electricity with clean energy and put people back to work. Although I don't know what people he's going to put back to work, because the ones he's complaining about or trying to help or says he loves so much, he won't allow them to bring water into the fields in the area with 85% of them work. Yeah, you heard me.
He wants them to plant windmills.
He wants what?
He wants them to plant windmills instead.
Yeah, plant windmills.
Yeah. That's what he wants to plant.
Okay, so the Pro Tem is announcing SB 100 alongside leaders of the American Wind Energy Association, State Building of Construction Trades, Council of California, and other stakeholders at 10 a.m. on a 62-acre solar power plant on the University of California, Davis. You heard about the, I think out in the Mojave Desert, they've got a couple of these things too. And apparently, fried birds are falling out of the sky. Now, you're wondering if God's just having some zapping practice. I don't know. If you don't believe in God, then maybe it's the sun. They're in the sun too long, and they're frying themselves. Just like the ones that have been found dead near the energy windmills. Right? They can't figure out how they died. Sure. Senator Pro Tem Kevin DeLeon, talking about the disappointing results of the state's recent cap-and-trade auctions during a new news conference. That's because people don't believe in it, you yo-ho. People don't believe you're going to do the right thing with the money, number one. They don't trust you guys. You guys can get away with so much more, but you've stuck that wedge between you and your people, and I think it's wonderful. Now, we'll do that afterward. We'll talk about how much pressure they're getting. Some of the people that have kind of fallen by the wayside during this bill. To use those terms. Just interesting to watch where they're coming from with all these little issues. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Time of GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. TestX 180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, TestX X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Listening to Real Side on GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, I'm so tired. get me wound up. I'm so tired of hearing about, you know, all these, if I call them lies, you guys get crazy with me. Well, some of you do, anyway. But they are. I mean, when you're not telling the truth, it's a lie, right? When you're purposely not telling the truth, it's a lie. So I'm tired of all these lies that they're telling about the health care, the new health care plan. We'll hit that in a minute, I promise. I just got to get past these things. But California, I mean, really, truly, the lands of fruit and nuts, fruits and nuts, has a whole different real meaning if you really live here and you know what's going on here. So now California, now Kevin DeLeon, senator here in California, state senator, has decided he's going to make it tougher, tougher, tougher for the oil companies and others. So unless you're a green company, strictly renewable, energy sources, then, you know what? It's going to be tough for you to survive. And he's wanting 100% renewable energy for retail to the houses. When is this by? By the end of 2045. Oh, actually, no, they changed it. They moved some things around. Now they're down to 2030. So it just gets worse and worse and worse with these people. And they think they can make it happen just by mandating it. It'll be good and it'll be clean. It'll work the first time around. So anyway, the Pro Tem has announced, as I said earlier, the SB 100. And he was standing next to the American Wind Energy Association, State Building and Construction Trades Council. Now, all of these have recently pushed for higher wages, different laws from the state, so they can get locked in for their wages, for their benefits, for how they have to. I mean, the state is run by the unions. So he went on to say that it's been nothing right now for the past few auctions. This comes to the trade. What do they call it? The cap and trade. So Senator Pro Tem Kevin DeLeon talking about the disappointing results of the state's recent cap and trade auctions. But it's just been nothing right now for the past few auctions because people don't believe in it. They're not interested. They don't believe in it. So the legislature is holding a hearing to discuss a blistering state audit of the University of California Central Administration. The audit released a week ago questioned the university's recent decision to raise tuition after stowing away $175 million in secret reserves. Don't tell me the president, Janet Napolitano, didn't know that. Come on. Both California State Auditor Ellen Howell and University of California President Janet Napolitano are expected to testify on Capitol, at the California Capitol. Governor Jerry Brown is speaking at a California Highway Patrol Memorial Ceremony in the West Sacramento today. At the event, he honored all 227 Highway Patrol officers who died in the line of duty during the agency's 88-year history. You know, Lucas Forrest Chelu, an 8-year veteran in South Sacramento, was killed during a car chase on Fruit Ridge Road. And the trees, he went on and talked about how beautiful the trees were and how great it was. He called it the City of Trees. A guy died. A cop died. Many policemen have died protecting us. Get away from the trees, Jerry. Matter of fact, I know there's certain leaves that you like to smoke on a regular basis. Maybe you should put those down for a while. Anyhow, California just goes on and on. But this Kevin DeLeon, he's the Senate pro tem, so he's the next one in line to be the head of the Senate. He's the one I told you that loves loves for illegals to come in here. You've stolen Social Security numbers. You've stolen driver's licenses. You've stolen identities. He says it's fine because it's what they need to do to survive. So apparently breaking the law. But I wonder if breaking the law only applies to Hispanics. I mean, me as a quote-unquote white guy, can I break the law to make ends meet? I'm just asking. I'm not sure. But DeLeon, what a nice guy he is. So through a brown power summit in a city in Riverside here in Southern California. Come on, let that sink in. A brown power summit. Man, we've had black power, brown power, girl power, woman power. We've had every power but white power. Now, white people only have 5 years left, said Louis Nolasco at this event. So the program for the Latino Summit at UC Riverside had a list of these wonderful people. The name was printed Louis Nolasco. Louis became famous about 4 months ago in January at a Rialto City Council meeting. This event took place about 2 weeks after We the People Rising busted up Rialto City Councilman Rafael Trujillo's brazen, fraudulent attempt to turn the city into a sanctuary city. Now, these guys who you know, this is the other thing I don't understand. They should be able to be impeached, right? When you don't carry out your duties in the office, when you swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States and of the state you're in, which is what you have to do for one of these state offices, why can't you be impeached? Why shouldn't you be impeached for not holding up your end of the bargain? Right? This guy that he's talking about was trying to be really sneaky. Now, he was really surprised when a group, what's this guy's name? I know, I'm screwing this one up. Nolasco really was surprised when he saw a group of conservatives, and saw a group of patriots show up to hold his feet to the carpet. Feet to the fire. Yeah, same. But we'll do this on the other side of the break, because this is hilarious. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on TCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right, if you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24-7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me. I know you could be listening to so many other shows, talk show hosts, or whatever, that you've chosen to tune into this one. Man, the tongue and the lip aren't working well tonight. You've chosen to tune to this one, and I'm very excited about it. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. And I know that, again, there's so many other shows out there, and you're with me. And I think it shows you how smart you are, but, whatever. We'll work on it from there. So head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's so much that you can do up there on the website. You can also give me your email address, because that kind of got blown up. We're trying to fix it. And so I need your email address every week. I send out a list of people we're going to have on the show, topics we're going to be discussing, all of that. And again, I try not to send you junk. If you think it's junk, I don't know what to tell you. Then take yourself back off the list again. Anyway. I'm just looking at this stuff, the lies that these guys are pushing, okay?
Lies.
I mean, look at everything coming up on the all over Facebook, all over Twitter, and everywhere else. Right? 24 million people. You know, I always thought that was the Beatles, but it's not. Never was. Anyway, so you're hearing about 24 million people are going to lose health care. It's just not true. It's not real. It's not true. They call us the fear mongers. Are these people serious? I mean, how else to get people afraid? People who finally got insurance, maybe. Or barely made it on to the Obamacare bill. Obamacare health care. And now they're being told they may lose their insurance because of the GOP. That the bill will not take care of pre-existing conditions. That's the big one that everybody gets nasty about. Right? So there are, look at, here's the difference between Republicans and Democrats. Democrats, when they knew there was problems with the bill, they kept running around telling you how great it was. And no, they did not give the Republicans time to work on it. They didn't. Don't give me this bipartisan garbage, because you and I all know, well, actually, anybody listening to this show knows it's not true. You know it's not true. They didn't work together on that bill at all. And Mr. Obama didn't care to work with Republicans, wasn't interested at all. So don't try to make it sound like you guys are all everything and we're the devil incarnate. It doesn't work that way. You can't make up facts as you go along. The difference between it is that Dems, because it was put out by a Dem president, this thing is God's gift to everybody and everything and everywhere when it's their bill. The difference is, look what Republicans did. We had a group of Republicans hold up the bill because they didn't like what was in it. They were willing to fight and not work with the rest of the group. See, I'm okay with that. Dems would never do that. Done something like this? Never. And even at the end here, where it just slid by, the bill's not going to look the same by the time it comes out of the Senate. You already know that. Why? Because we're not lockstep, goose-stepping moron militants. We're not. We don't operate that way. And there are some issues with the bill that need to be fixed. And hopefully the Senate will look into all of those and make those changes. See, we know it's a work in progress, and we don't need 23,000 pages, or 22, or 21, whatever it was. So you're hearing from the left constantly that pre-existing conditions are not going to be covered anymore. Right? But this is all a fairy tale that they are putting out there, okay? Now, in the first layer of the bill, specifically, it says that insurers are required to sell plans to all comers, including those with pre-existing conditions. This is known as a guaranteed issue. And it's mandated in the bill. Now, I've got to either, it's one of two things. Either A, they can't find the bill, they don't know where it is to read it. B, they can't read. I mean, that's a possibility, right? It's a possibility. Or C, and I'd probably go with C, they're intentionally lying to you to save President Obama's legacy POS health care plan. And I'm not talking point of sale. So this is not a guaranteed issue, and it's mandated in the HCA. No exceptions, no waivers. Right? And it's in there. But we've been listening to them just losing their minds for the last 24 hours. I have no idea what they're... This goes right back to the rhetoric that they used when they were running for office, when they were running their campaigns. They still believe that if they say it enough times, if they back you into a corner and they say it enough times, you're going to believe it. And I hope, I'm believing and I'm hoping... That isn't true. I'm hoping that a lot of you are starting to get it. You're starting to see what's happening. You're starting to see that party come unraveled. They really don't. It's like they got Jell-O in their hand. They don't want to lose it. But yet they squeeze harder. And it's squeezing through their fingers. They can't understand why it's squeezing through their fingers. Now, Tom Del Baccaro laid it out well in a piece that he recently wrote. So the House health care bill and the claim people are going to die is just a major league lie. Pre-existing conditions. Now, the bill separates them from other subscribers and includes $130 billion in subsidies. Yes, $130 billion of your and my money for those who have trouble getting or can't get insurance because of pre-existing conditions. That's just under 500,000 people. Now, it separates them out and not having healthy subscribers pay for that cost through their premiums. The premiums of those of healthy people should drop considerably. See, the whole idea of the whole house of cards for the old bill, for the old law, laid on young people. Young people Who was the moron who thought of this? Young people who don't have much money to begin with, who can't afford health insurance to begin with, you're going to force them to buy insurance or you're going to penalize them, and the insurance is probably as much, if not more, than a car payment for them. How would you do that to them? And then sit there on stage and tell people, the youth are our future. We have to help the youth succeed by putting more bills on them, by making them pay more money for health care. I don't get it. I don't get what these people are thinking or not thinking. So they're believing by doing it this way, it's going to drop the premiums considerably all the way around. So get past the hysteria. Stop listening to them. Do your own homework. Medicaid. Many of the people left to continue to claim that millions will lose coverage. Many of that relates to the Medicare expansion program. Guess what? Anyone on that program can stay on it. And the feds will continue to pay 90% of the costs. The CBO hysteria that millions will lose coverage. I want to drill this into your head. I want you to hear this so many times that you hear it in your sleep. It's based on the projection that millions will drop their coverage because instead of signing up once a year for the free coverage, in 2020 they'll have to verify eligibility. See, right now, or in a lot of cases, the exchanges aren't working. A lot of people weren't verified that they were even eligible to receive the subsidies. There was no verification of their salaries. Of their income. How does that make you feel? I mean, for those of you who follow the law 100%, you know, everything you do, you try to do within the guidelines of the law. How does that make you feel? The government is encouraging or was encouraging that people basically lie to get their medical insurance. Right? Now, the left is going crazy, and it's all political. They don't want government to demand verification for government programs. Right? Because then, all of a sudden, guess who would pop up? That's right. People who are here illegally and receiving services illegally. Anytime you verify anything like that, right, it pops, comes to the top, doesn't it? Now, there was a study. Oh, we'll do this on the side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. I want you to hear how many people, humans, are on government assistance in San Diego County, California. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a minute.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red products on sale now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely, and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. You listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always appreciate the time you're spending with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Give me your email address. No, seriously. I need your email address. Yeah, our email thing got kind of blown to bits. So I really would appreciate the time. Take a few minutes. Put your name back in there so we can get information out to the shows and the topics and that kind of stuff. So I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me. All right. So back to what I was talking about. The, you know, when you talk about the Affordable Care Act or the new Affordable Care Act or whatever what the heck they're calling it, I'm sure there'll be all kinds of wonderful, you know, it's really funny how the Dems are calling it Trump Care. And the Democrat Party now has decided even things that they called wrong, that were bad, that were uncalled for, that they're now allowed to do. And I say that because When you think about how upset they were, they kept calling it Obamacare instead of the Affordable Health Care. But now apparently it's okay for them to do it. And all I'm saying is, if you think something's wrong, why would you do it? No matter who did it first, you feel like, don't you feel like you're in a high school or a kindergarten playground? Well, he did it first. He touched me first. He called me that name first. It kind of lets you feel like with these people. But there was once a study in San Diego County that showed that roughly 25% of the people on California government assistance actually didn't qualify for the government assistance. But we don't care in California. We send armored cars, go figure that one out. We send armored cars, modified armored cars, in the streets of South Central L.A., in areas that are not that nice, to help force, encourage people to get on food stamps, on welfare, to sign up for an EBT. What is that all about? We want to make sure that illegals eat or suck up tax money so much we're willing to go in there and give them everything we can give them? Is that really? Look, if you had the guts to come over here, you have the guts to break the law and get here. Why don't you go in and just do it face to face? I'm just really surprised. I'm surprised that we bend over backwards to help out people that shouldn't be here. They should go back. And you know, if they want to come here, if they really want a better life for their kids, so the best way to show your kids how to live a better life is to break the law to do it, correct? Is that how it's done? See, when my ancestors came from Italy, right, the best thing is knowing that they worked hard, they got money together, they got a sponsor over here, they went through a lot to get here. And some of you are going to say, well, you know, so did my grandparents. They came over the river and they came in and they had to hide for the next 30 years of their life. I'm sorry, what's noble about that? Breaking the law and hiding from the law and living in the shadows because you broke the law is somehow noble? Somehow courageous and heroic? Really? Does that mean Bonnie and Clyde were great heroes? I don't understand. It seems like the Democratic Party has become, maybe they were always, I'm just too dull to know. They become the party of the lawless. They become the party that you know, laws don't apply to them, guidelines don't apply, you know, foundations don't apply. They don't care if you're here illegally. They don't care if you're taking food stamps illegally. They don't care if you've stolen somebody's Social Security number to get a driver's license and an identity. They don't care whether you have insurance in California or not. It's too much of a hardship to tow an illegal's car for being uninsured or unregistered. But the white guy who's here legally paying his taxes, you'll tow his car. And some of these things we know personally. We have friends that this happened to. There was once a study, as I started to say, in California, in San Diego County, which is a spit from the Mexican border. And again, I want to drive this point home. 25% of the people on the California government assistance out of that area didn't qualify. Now, if that were projected across all government programs, and we were to clean that up, the savings would be enormous. This is part of what, hey, we don't have the $20 billion or $24 billion to build the wall across Mexico. Yes, we do. We have it four times over. Because we spend $133 billion a year fighting, dealing with, helping, supporting, giving money to illegals. $133 billion. Now, I don't totally buy that number. I think it might be a little high. I don't know how they quantify it. But I know what L.A. County alone, the money that they spent. I'm not going to give out the number because I can't remember it. So if you've got L.A. County, got the state of California. State of California, 16 makes up 16% of the population for the country. Yet we account for 31% of the welfare money that's handed out. What does that tell you? And if you take that 25% that's in San Diego, what if you take that out and extrapolate that out all the way up the state? So of that 31% of welfare money, I would say at least 30% of it is going to people who don't qualify for it. That's your money and my money. But you'll say it's going for the kids, even if you don't know whether it's going for the kids or not. You don't. You know what? Don't do that. You know, it's many in the left and government and out actually want government assistance to be given without verification required. There are those that actually do want that. You know, if the kids are hungry, if the family's starving, if they're without a car, we should just help them. Which is really funny because that basically, if there's no rules, no guidelines, and somebody comes here illegally and they have no money, they have no place to stay, they have no food for the kids, no education, we put them in the system and we do all that for them. But the white guy that pays taxes, the average American that pays his taxes, I don't know, those benefits don't apply to him. He can't have those. When did that become fair? When did that become okay? When did that become the right thing to do? I'm just, these things just, these are curiosities I look at and say, can somebody on the left really sit there with you and tell me how that makes sense? I don't think they can. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. And very, again, I very much appreciate that. And when you're in the chat room or you're on the, what do they call it, the Facebook feed, I'm all in for the truth. Don't play games. Don't run around this thing. Just do it the right way. You know, I knew I was going to do this. I'll try to get to it. But I don't know if you guys read the article about Jimmy Kimmel's and, you know, about his, when he talked about his baby needing heart, you know, being born with a heart defect. And not that he wasn't genuine about it, but I think he spoke without really having the information. Right? So he talks about, you know, those needing surgery, those who would need help, those who would need hospital services for the baby. He made it sound like there was no place for them to go. There was nothing available for them. But he's wrong. And he didn't check it out. When these kids are born in hospitals like this and they have these kinds of, they don't leave them there to die. This isn't the Dr. Gosnell team. Right? I love it. The outrage from the left, from a man who was botching abortions and shoving knives in the spinal cords of babies that were born, crickets from the left. But a baby that's born with a heart defect that may or may not be able to get health care services, they're outraged. Jimmy has the money. It was no question for him. It wasn't a big deal. But when these kids are born in the hospital with these situations, they're not turned away. You can't, in emergency situations, these emergency rooms are not allowed. In emergency situations at a hospital, they're not allowed just to let you die because you can't pay. It's against the law. So for him to say that, do I understand his pain? Maybe he's uninformed. But my question is to Jimmy Kimmel, will you go look it up? Will you honestly go take a look and honestly go look and see what's available, right? And then come back and apologize. I'm just asking. And these pre-existing conditions, his kid with the heart issue, doesn't mean that he won't be accepted on another insurance plan. He left out a lot. I don't have time to go through them all. Maybe I'll post it up and let you guys go through it later. Can he take his kid to UCLA or Cedars-Sinai? Probably not. But there are a lot of other hospitals, like Children's Hospital and others, that will take this and not ask how you're going to pay for it. Yeah, I'm going to see your host. Listen, when you deal with the loons over the next few days, as it gets worse, make them prove it to you. Don't make them just say it. Make them prove it to you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Hey, thanks for being with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.